Sustaining It Live with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
There we go. Hey, Rita, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Sorry. Off air, just talking about Groove Armada on Saturday night. But, you there?
Yes, I am. My apologies. I've got two sick kids, so I'm just trying to juggle them as
well. Oh, yes. Oh, bugger.
Yeah, I know. So, different things as well.
Yeah.
Different sicknesses, by the looks of it. So, anyway.
Okay.
Yes,
what are we talking about?
I'm gutted I missed it.
Yeah, it was good. You know, it was a good fun time. I was pretty stoked to head along to something in the Domain, you know, for a change of venue. So it felt pretty special to be standing on a, you know, nice patch of grass and seeing some music.
Fantastic. Cool. Yeah, well, a little bit on that, standing in on a fresh piece of grass and enjoying the outdoors. This is just a very quick plea to all the listeners to have their say. So this is an Auckland Council submission that I would love for some listeners to give a crack. So for those of you that don't know, to the west you have an area called the Waitakere Ranges, and they're actually protected by a central government piece of legislation called the Waitakere Ranges Heritage Act. And rumour has it, and I don't know how true this is, but rumour has it that before Bob Harvey, who was the West Auckland mayor, signed over West Auckland to the super city, the kind of compromise to that was that they would protect the Waitakere's for good through the central government piece of legislation. So, I mean, I love that story. I'm not entirely sure how factual it is, but it sounds like something that could have been done. But basically what it does is it protects the 27,000 hectares out this way. It protects the ecosystems and landscapes and forms and I guess really sort of restricts it development-wise for a few reasons other than you know, for the natural heritage. But, you know, for things like making sure that there's not mass erosion or flooding downhill as well. So there's lots of kind of practical reasons as well as to why it's protected. But, I mean, I guess for us as, you know, residents of the city, it is also to ensure that there's an opportunity for Aucklanders to experience the wilderness. Mm-hmm. Because as the city continues to densify, we all will need to get away and escape. And I'm sure that there is plenty of listeners that have been to one of the many, many walks that are in the Waitakere Ranges. So what is part of this this Heritage Act is that once every 5 years, they do need to do a report on the state of the Waitakere's and whether or not this piece of legislation is being upheld properly. So what they're asking for is people to jump online by 5 o'clock on the 30th, so I think that's Wednesday, and just tell them how you guys use the area. And if you have any concerns, you know, things like, you know, when you do the walks out this way, out in the Waitakere's, is there too many people in the walkways? Is the parking terrible? Is it safe? All those sorts of things that, you know, are a concern to you. Are there too many dogs or not enough signage on where the dogs are? Or, I mean, one of the things I would absolutely love to see is that people know when they come into this area that it is special and it's protected. So maybe some beautiful art forms to kind of showcase that. So those sorts of things, anything that you'd that you have concerns about, and of course, most importantly, what you want it to look like in the future for your children, or you know, as you get older, you know, they recently had a parks management, and we talked about this a little while ago, that suggested maybe some, you know, commercial activities up here. So, you know, would you be okay with a hot dog stand at the beginning of the walk? For me, it's a no, but for others, it may be. So those sorts of things, unless we have a say about what we want this area to look like, then we, you know, we will lose it to commercial and development. So it's very important to get online and just carve out 5 minutes to write something about what it means to you.
Okay, whereabouts, Rita? Where do we go?
You got to go to the website's quite long, but if you just Google "Have Your Say Waitakere Ranges," you will get there. State of Waitakere Ranges, Have Your Say, and you will get to the submission link.
Awesome. Hey, Rita Steele, was there anything else, or it's just the single?
Just a quick call out. Mm-hmm. You can use the rest of your time to make your submission, guys.
All right. Hey, Rita, thank you very much.
Have a good week.
Okay, bye.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95BFM.